Election 2011 coverage on Manx Radio, brought to you by PDMS.
Well, this morning, and a candidate who's been a local member of the Quays since 1996, John Shimmin, born and educated locally in the island, went into teaching. He's 51, married, two sons, has been a transport minister, a minister for home affairs, a Dolgi minister as was. He's now the environment minister. Good morning, Mr. Shimmin.
Thanks. Good morning, John.
Chief ministerial ambitions 5 years ago. Are those ambitions still extant in you, Mr. Shimmin? Are you still...
Certainly not this election. I've already made it clear I'm not intending to stand as Chief Minister. I think there's a number of opportunities for candidates now who have got experience. 5 years ago, there was a very limited amount of experience, so I am not putting my name forward this time.
5 years ago, you said, and I quote, "I can confidently say I now fully understand how the system works, why it sometimes fails, where the decisions are made and why, how to influence those decisions and how to make a difference." That's a confident statement, almost an arrogant statement.
You get damned if you do and damned if you don't. If you actually try and speak honestly, people think it's arrogant. As far as I'm concerned, the system within government is fairly clear to be understood by those inside government. The real challenge is to make sure that those outside, the public and the businesses, actually understand the language we use in government and the reasons we make decisions. Part of my role, I see, is trying to act as an interpreter between those bodies and make sure that the private sector understand how they can move forward and work with government. At times, we appear to be working on different sides.
Prior to 5 years ago, you had quite a high profile. Then you went reasonably quiet.
I'm a team player, John, and after I failed to get the support for the Chief Minister role, it was important to actually come part of a team, and every conversation I would have with the media could have been seen as frustration for not being Chief Minister.
So it was deliberate that, to keep a low profile?
Yes, by nature I'm fairly low profile, but certainly the idea of allowing the media to portray me as somebody who was bitter or frustrated. So I've been happy doing Dolgi Minister for 3.5 years and now as DEFA Minister. I would like to still be a part of the ministerial team in the way going forward. But certainly the reason for being low profile is partly to try and ensure that we kept under control issues in Dolgi, which were not, shall we say, going to become problems.
So your future is still in politics? You're still enthusiastic?
Still enthusiastic and still determined that we've got a big job ahead of us, and I think that I have some skills to offer, and it's up to the people to decide if they agree.
I would commit to ensure information is more freely available. You said that 5 years ago. Has this government deliberately quashed the Freedom of Information Bill?
I think this is a myth being portrayed by a number of people in Tynwald and the media. The reality is that the openness of government, the summary of proceedings of the Council of Ministers and a whole range of consultations mean the communication is there. Unfortunately, most of what governments do tends to be rather boring and people only pick up on those issues which are high profile. So I think there is an openness, I think there is a willingness to communicate. Unfortunately, the opponents and the critics of Tynwald seem to always be wanting to know the scandals rather than all of the information.
Well, let's look at one issue, the 75 millions. You say you held off putting out your manifesto until basically the 75 millions was made public, the loss of it. So is that the big issue in this election? Or are people still worried about Dolgi dumplings and parking?
I think in reality, both from the candidates and also from the public, there's got to be an awareness that it's the economy. If you talk about the economy, all candidates are attempting to try and say we need to protect core frontline services. That's a given. We need to contract the size of government. That's a given. The question then is, how do we do it? And the real issue for the economy is employment opportunities. If government is going to contract, we need the private sector to then step forward. They need to be able to understand what government wants and to try and attract inward investment and employment opportunities.
But are the West Douglas public still looking to you as a local MHK who's going to sort out local problems first and perhaps worry about the economy later?
Well, I'm doing 4 public meetings, because when you stop at somebody's door and...
That's gone up. You were doing 3, I think. You're not doing 4.
I think there's actually 4 or 5 now. I'm doubling up on one afternoon. The reason is because when you go to somebody's door, they may be at work or they may not have the questions ready. So the public meetings are to try and actually allow people to explain what they want. And the majority of people understand that if they're young people, old people, or in the middle, they all have different needs, different important areas. But basically, it's the economy to be able to provide the services. And particularly with the ageing population, we've got to get enough people in work to make sure that we've got the funds to pay for the healthcare.
How closely do you work with your fellow MHK in West Douglas?
Very closely. We have a good relationship.
Regular meetings?
We see each other many times a week, so we share an office.
We sit next to each other.
We sit next to each other in Quays and Tynwald, and we share an office, so we get on very well.
As far as this election is concerned, do you think there's going to be a major turnaround? Do you think the people are going to say, we want fresh faces?
I'm personally worried about some aspects of the new candidates coming forward. Some of them are very interesting, but I think there's been a reluctance of some of the best people on the island to come forward, and I think part of that's because of the high public profile and criticism politicians get. I would love to be able to entice more people to come and stand, people with experience and qualities that can move the island forward. Not as many of those have stepped forward this time as I would have liked.
Mr. Shimmin, thank you very much. John Shimmin, who's standing for the West Douglas seat on September the 29th, it's 8 o'clock.